Now, I've been a naturopathic physician for almost 40 years now, so I've seen just about everything. And I just wanted to explain a little bit more about how we view things. We have a very different philosophy than most conventional doctors. In the early days, and I'm talking, say, the 1960s and 70s, we didn't have a lot of unique supplements and compounded hormones or botanicals that we work with today like we do now. All we had were really our hands, our brains, and we used local herbs, anything we could find in nature that was effective, as long as it was available locally, and we primarily used foods and herbs. We made our own medicines a lot of the time, but we always had a philosophy of healing. And many conventional docs now just rely on technicians and pharmaceutical companies to provide them with treatment, so they have to, they feel obligated to use those medicines. And that's, I think, one of our primary differences between naturopathic physicians and conventional docs or medical doctors. We believe in the profound healing power of nature. We try not to do any harm to the body. We ultimately try to treat the cause. We treat the whole person. And we focus on prevention. And we also see a doctor as a teacher or coach. And those are our primary philosophical, underlying philosophy that we try to meet with every patient. Now, when I was in school, I met an old-time naturopath who was practicing pretty strict nature cure techniques, we called them, because he would basically use just food and the environment or what was available. And one of his primary healing tools was the use of water, which was really fascinating. He would use very specific techniques with hot and cold packs. And he was able to reverse many chronic degenerative problems, including kidney disease, pneumonia, many cancers, even gangrenous limbs and emphysema. Emphysema treatments were unbelievably dramatic. Many of his emphysema patients were in wheelchairs and also on oxygen. And he would show me pictures before and after, and they would be, chronically debilitated for many years, and he could reverse this by using just hot and cold treatments. They would end up getting out of their wheelchair, getting off oxygen, and of course expanding their lung volume to normal levels. Now, not many doctors can claim that they can restore organ function like this, or kidney function, or lung function, but it's really the body's ability to take its own vitality and healing energy and healing generation that ultimately restores health. So once we realize that, then we can use nature's forces to provide the healing. So what was so fascinating with him was he would manipulate the circulation to where it was needed to restore that organ. And he felt like all healing took place within the bloodstream itself. So most of the body's ability to heal is in the bloodstream. When you think about it, there's white cells, red cells, all kinds of different healing proteins. So by driving this circulation to which the circulation would contain the right nutrients, of course, and you drive that right where it's needed, you have to get healing to occur. So I just wanted to give a little more feedback on what we try to do, what our philosophy is.